Welcome Margot Rayport to your first report review of Max Webster last night at Massey Hall. They entertained about 1,700 people. Margot?
Well, Larry, Massey Hall could have easily been Madison Square Garden last night, judging by the cheers of the crowd. The concert was really a homecoming and a departure at the same time for Max. They've just come off the road from a two-month tour of the States, and they're now embarking on a Canadian tour, and Toronto was the first date on that tour, and they seem very excited to be home.
Right.
One of the most pleasant highlights of the evening, however, was a rare public appearance by Max's lyricist and all-round mystery man, Pye Dubois. Dubois came on stage in a doctor's coat, took some bows, and waved at some admirers on in the first balcony and casually walked off the stage. Times the place seemed like a nightclub, though, but of course it wasn't. I mean, it just seemed a little strange to see them headlining at Massey, but they showed the young audience that that's where they belong, on the concert stage.
Right.
Their set and three encores included the best from their first and second recently released album, High Class and Borrowed Shoes, plus some new tunes, including one called the Barbara from Wasaga Beach, the lady that comes across, and the groupies loved that. Kim Mitchell never sounded better on Hangover. She comes across like diamonds and here among the cats, and his one solo on acoustic guitar brought some of the high-speed heavy rock down to a mellow level. They promised all their big tunes, and they played them all. They did their stuff at the best hall in their hometown, but you can be assured with the kind of sensible lyrics and the wide range of music they whip up that they'll be playing bigger halls very shortly.
What about Foot in Cold Water? They opened the show.
Yes, they opened the evening off, and they were very, very well received by the crowd. A lot of heavy rock in the similar vein as Max, and the crowd just loved them. They were screaming for encores, although they didn't come back for one, and I think we'll be seeing a lot of them.
As a guitar band, a new sort of formation for them.
Yes, it is.
All right. Margot Rayport, thank you very much.